Chapter 9. With a trembling hand, Evan tilted the can so that Andy could see inside. "Oh no!" she shrieked, pulling her hands to her cheeks. The can was half full. Inside, a green glob of gooey monster blood shimmered in the sunlight like lime jello. "But it was empty!" Andy protested, staring into the can. "I know it was!" Evan shook the can. The green glob inside quivered. "There must have been a tiny speck in there," Evan gasped, "down at the bottom of the can, and now it's growing and growing again." "Great," Andy declared. She slapped him on the back hard. He nearly dropped the can. "Great? What's so great?" he demanded shakily. "Now you can show this to the kids at your school," she replied. "Now they'll have to believe you."
"I guess,"
Evan replied in a low voice. "Ooh, I have a better idea," she exclaimed, her dark eyes lighting up mischievously. "Uh-oh," Evan moaned. "Slip a little glob of it in that guy Conan's lunch tomorrow. When he starts to grow as big as a hippo, everyone will see that monster blood is real."
"No way,"
Evan cried. He cupped the blue can in both hands as if protecting it from Andy. "Conan is already big enough," he told her, taking a step back. "I don't want him to grow another inch. Do you know what he could do to me if he became a giant?" Andy laughed and shrugged. "It was just an idea." "A bad idea," Evan said sharply. "A really bad idea." "You're no fun," she teased. She leaped forward and tried to wrestle the can from his hands. He spun around, turning his back to her, and hunched over, protecting the can. "Give it to me," she cried, laughing. She started tickling his sides. "Give it, give it." "No," he protested, breaking free. He ran to the safety of a tall evergreen shrub. "It's mine," Andy declared, coming after him, hands at her waist. "If you're not going to use it, hand it back." Evan stood his ground. His expression turned serious. "Andy, don't you remember?" he demanded shrilly. "Don't you remember how scary this stuff was? Don't you remember how dangerous it was? All the trouble it caused?"
"No,"
she replied, her eyes on the blue can. "We have to get rid of it," Evan told her firmly. "We can't let it go out of the can. It will grow and grow and never stop." "But I thought you wanted to show it to the kids to prove it's real."
"No,"
Evan interrupted. "I changed my mind. This stuff is too dangerous. We have to get rid of it." He locked his eyes on hers, his features tight with fear. "Andy, I've had nightmares every night because of this stuff. I don't want any new nightmares."
"Okay, okay," she muttered. She kicked at an upraised tree root, then she handed him the brown paper bag.
Evan clicked the top back onto the can of monster blood. Then he shoved the can into the bag. "Now how do we get rid of it?" he wondered out loud.
"I know, dump it in the creek," Andy suggested.
Evan shook his head. "No good. What if it gets out and pollutes the creek?"
"This creek is already polluted," Andy exclaimed. "It's just a big mud pile."
"It isn't deep enough," Evan insisted. "Someone will find the can and pull it out. We can't take a chance."
"Then how do we get rid of it?"
Andy asked, twisting her face in concentration.
We could eat it ourselves. That would get rid of it."
"Very funny," Evan muttered, rolling his eyes.
"Just trying to be helpful," Andy said.
"You're about as helpful as a toothache," Evan shot back.
"Ha ha, remind me to laugh at that sometime,"
she replied, sticking her tongue out at him.
"How can we get rid of it?"
Evan repeated, gripping the bag in both hands.
"How?"
"I know," a boy's voice called, startling them both. Conan Barber stepped out from behind a tall shrub.
"You can give it to me," he declared.
He reached out a big, powerful-looking hand to grab the bag.